What's happening, MGTOW? Welcome to the home of Walk and Talk, MGTOW. Shit, it's a cold day out here in the Pacific Northwest. What is a good day to do a little walk and talk? Well, before I start with the video and everything like that, check out the links below out there. That Matt, shout out to the group Terror Squad on Telegram. If you got a Telegram, I'm going to put the link below so you can check it out and all the alt tech platform that are doing videos and stuff like that. It's been a long time since I make a video, but I'm out here today. Merry Christmas to all you fellas out there. And, well, the video today is non-MGTOW. This is an observation I've been doing for quite some time, because you have a lot of MGTOW that are pro-Trumpers. Me, myself, I don't have anything. Well, let me rephrase that. I was cool with Donald Trump until he could have done anything. He could have tweet his ass off. I don't know, talk about the media, talk about this stuff, you know. I'm not a leftist or conservative, you know. I'm more like an independent libertarian. But once he implemented these Operation Warp Speed, I told the audience out there on a live stream, plenty of times, I say, anytime that the government bring out an operation, watch out. If it has the name Operation, it's gonna be shit. You name it. Operation Paperclip, Operation There's a Shield, Operation There's a Storm, Operation Warp Speed. Anytime the government put the operation word in it, forget about it. And I warn us, like, this shit, it smells like shit. And when it smells like shit, it's literally shit. So the way I see this thing, you have a lot of these so-called MGTOW Trumper supporters and stuff like that. Die-hard, hardcore Trumpers. And Trumpers don't have the best interests of those who love or want to practice medical freedom. He's quite the opposite. He's trying to push this vax into people, just like Biden, you know. But the thing that bothers me with Trump, he's a two-tongued snake. So don't take the word from me. Listen to his own word, and I'll be right back.
It's incredibly well, 95%, maybe even more than that. It works incredibly well, and I would recommend it to a lot of people that don't want to get it, and a lot of those people voted for me, frankly. But, you know, again, we have our freedoms, and we have to live by that, and I agree with that also. But it's a great vaccine, it's a safe vaccine, and it's something that works.
I recommend you take it, but I also believe in your freedoms 100%.
When you have the vaccine, people that do, and it's a very small number relatively, but people that do get better much quicker. And it's a very important thing to know. They don't get nearly as sick, and they get better. Lindsey Graham's an example. He said, if I didn't have this vaccine,
yes,
I would have died.
And you know what? I believe totally in your freedoms. I do. Bree, you got to do what you have to do. But I recommend take the vaccines. I did it. It's good. Take the vaccines. But you got, no, that's okay. That's all right. You got your freedoms. But I happen to take the vaccine.
The vaccines do work, and they are effective. And here's my thing. I saved millions and millions of lives throughout the world. We could have had another Spanish flu. We could have had, you know, in 1917, close to 100 million people died, they say. But it was really bad. And now other countries are using our vaccines, and, you know, they're tremendously successful.
You're playing right into their hands when you sort of like, oh, the vaccine. If you don't want to take it, you shouldn't be forced to take it. No mandates, but take credit, because we saved tens of millions of lives. Take credit. Don't let them take that away from you.
Okay, so the president made news.
Do you agree with that? Right?
Both the president and I are vaxxed, and did you get the booster?
Yes.
I got it too. Okay, so...
Welcome back, gentlemen. Welcome back. Well, let's have a conversation here briefly regarding to his word he was talking about there. First of all, do you know and realize that to go to the Trump Hotel, he mandates to have to be vaccinated out there in New York City? Well, when it comes down to the safetiness of the vaccine, well, I don't have the liberty to talk about it here that much and cock to. But just ask those soccer players out there in FIFA. You know, they got the booster. Now they out there running faster than ever. They sure are running faster than ever. 6 feet on the ground. That's what they run into. So the safety, you know, I cannot talk about it in here. So this notion that he brings freedom or he wants freedom and medical freedom is utter bullshit. He's full of it. He's a narcissist, two-tone snake. So the purpose of the video here, you can have it both ways. You cannot be a Trump supporter and also be for medical freedom. It doesn't work that way. You cannot serve two masters at a time. That's it. So you got cucked pretty hard. And just like a good cuck boy who like to get these, see his wife get fucked, well, you got fucked. You got fucked by Donald Trump when Trump was out there. Well, gentlemen, check out the VR here in the Pacific Northwest. And like I always say, peace. State mental. I definitely catch your next podcast, live stream, or video. Check out the links below for the live podcast.